Warriors close out their three-game homestand on Monday night at Oracle Arena, hosting the Sacramento Kings for the first of four meetings this regular season between these two Pacific Division foes. And the Warriors coming off a Friday-Saturday back-to-back with wins over the Bulls and Pelicans, as on Saturday. The Warriors extending their win streak over the Pelicans to nine games, having now won 19 of their last 20 regular season meetings with New Orleans after a 110-95 victory. Here's what Coach Kerr said in the postgame.
Steve, what do you think was the key with being able to overcome different elements with Durant out and Steph having the off shooting night that he had?
I thought the bench was the key. We got off to such a slow start, and it was interesting. We weren't turning the ball over a ton, but we were. I thought we were just rushing everything. The degree of difficulty on everything was just too high. We weren't keeping it simple, and I thought one of the things I really like about our bench, Sean and David and Andre. They're such smart players, and they have a tendency to settle us down when we need it, and we needed it tonight.
Coach, it feels weird to say this might have been an off-game shooting for Steph when he led the team in points. How does he do that? How does he turn a game around?
It takes a special kind of confidence to do what Steph did tonight. I think he was like 0 for his first 10. I would have quit after like four shots. It's not my night. But guys like Steph, MVP caliber players, they find a way to turn a bad night into a good one, and that's what he did. He just stayed with it. He's got the ultimate confidence in himself, and so he just stayed with it. I thought he started taking better shots in the second half and keeping it more simple, and got it going.
Steve, I know we're, being really particular and parsing hairs, but Steph's numbers are down from what he's used to. As a fellow shooter, do you see anything to cause that? Is it shot selection? Is it technique? Is it fatigue?
If he's shooting poorly, that's awesome. What a good place to be. I know his three-point percentage is down, and that's, small sample size, I guess, but I'm not worried about that. I don't see anything. I don't think I've ever said anything to Steph about his shot. Maybe the shot selection, but not the form on his shot itself. So that'll come.
Steven, though, before the game, you said Kevin is kind of day to day. Is there anything more that you can pinpoint as far as when he might be able to come back?
No. We'll see how he does the next couple of days. We have tomorrow off. He'll probably come in and get some treatment, get some shots up, and we'll have a report for you on Monday morning at shoot around.
Just what did you think of the job that Pachulia did and your bigs did in particular against Cousins? Seemed to be frustrated, whether him and Draymond, whoever was kind of on him.
I thought Zaza was tremendous tonight. He was a really big part of the game. Cousins is just such a handful, such a talented player, and so strong. And Zaza can match that strength, and he does a good job of staying in front of him. And I thought his defense on DeMarcus was one of the keys to the game.
Anything else for Coach? Coach, your interview on CNN aired this evening. Why did you participated in it? Was it because of how you've handled things in the past regarding the presidency?
I took part in the interview because I like David Axelrod. I think he does a great job, and I admire him. And I think it's important to speak out on issues that need to be spoken of. I think my background, my personal story, is an important one to share at this time. In where we are as a country, and so I wanted to share that story. And I didn't really love the fact that we were in a hotel room and they set up like this whole shrine. They had all these photos of me everywhere, like made it look like we were in my den, and I was like, here's me with Michael Jordan, and here's me with Tim Duncan. Like, what do I have all these photos of myself on the wall? So wasn't real thrilled with that, but they had a set that they went with, I enjoyed it. And as I said, David is a great guy.
Coach, was this another steady, reliable performance from Klay Thompson? You've called him one of your most consistent players.
Yeah, I thought Klay was great at both ends. And, when we needed big shot. He was there for us, and obviously his defense night in and night out against these difficult guards. You know, he did a good job on Holiday trying to stay in front of him. And Clay's overall game has just been rock solid, rebounding and, you know, no turnovers tonight. So Clay was fantastic.
Played Andre 31 minutes, I think a season high. Did you sense that you needed it going into the game, or is that something that evolved over the course of the game?
It evolved over the course of the game based on how we were playing in that first quarter. We needed to settle down, and it just didn't feel like a game that we could mess with. And Andre is kind of, you know, he's our guy when we need to settle down, we need to take control of a game. He's going to be out on the floor. And you know, so I never worry about him needing a rest. In the game, he never gets tired. But we'll probably give him a game off at some point on this trip. I'll sit down and talk to him about it.